So we're talking about Pendragon's Calligraphy Guild, which has been around for quite a long time. Have both of you been with it from the beginning?
Yes, I was.
You have, Mary Jo.
I was the person who started.
You are the person. Okay. So how did you start it? Why did you start it?
Well, I learned calligraphy in college and decided I wanted to teach classes and share that with others. And I had a very eager group of people who wanted to learn more. And I said, well, let's start a guild. And we associated with the Ann Arbor Guild, first of all.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But then they became defunct, so then we had our own guild here.
Hey, for Kalamazoo. And you always meet in the same place?
Yes. Met in the same place for over 20 years.
Wow.
Which is, we meet on the last Tuesday of every month at the Parchment Public Library.
And how did you get into this, Lisa?
I fell into the Pendragons in about 2006, I think. I did calligraphy in high school, and then I just sort of, you know, lived my life and put that aside until I went to the dentist in 2006, and he had some calligraphy up on the ceiling,
to keep
you entertained.
Yeah.
And turns out it was his calligraphy, and it was very nice, and so we started talking about it a little bit, and he said, oh, you should come to a meeting. He was a Pendragon. And
interesting.
He said, it's a lot of cool people, and we do cool stuff. And so I went to the next meeting with him, and he was right. I met lots of cool people doing cool stuff. And so I've been a Pendragon ever since.
Well, that's interesting. Through a dentist. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it wasn't a root canal, so there was no association
Correct.
With pain and unpleasantness.
Correct.
Oh, that's really neat. And it's also neat because you're saying he, and I get this, spank me if this is wrong, this perception that it attracts women more than men.
I think that's probably true based on our experience with people who've been members of the guild, mostly women.
So kudos to your dentist.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And we do have male members.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Good. Good.
Yes, definitely.
So what is it about calligraphy that you like versus some other art form?
Well, for me, it's a combination of all the things I love. It's finding something in literature, it's art, and it's also, calligraphy is called the dance of the pen, and I love to dance, so it just has everything I love.
So when you say association with literature, is that how a lot of the art forms begin, that you have a quote or a saying or something that you want to capture?
Yes. That is. And I think it often starts with something that's very personal to you, and then you want to give a visualization of it. And that's what a calligrapher does.
Although when I was wandering around on the website, I saw that some of the samples there from members were simply a letter or a repeated letter. So it doesn't have to be a quote.
Right. And there's a lot of calligraphy nowadays that has letters that don't necessarily say anything. They look like they say something. It looks like writing, but it's texture. It's, what is it called? Anseemic writing that doesn't say anything. But
oh, okay.
It looks like it should.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the idea of having one letter that is very decorative goes back to the manuscripts, because the first calligraphers were the scribes who wrote down, who wrote in Latin or their own languages, the Word of God. And they often started their information with a large decorative letter.
So that would be the very, very beginnings of calligraphy, would be something biblical.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a calligrapher, is it kind of obligatory that you're also an artist in other ways?
No, I don't think so. But I think you become interested in all kinds of ways to embellish your lettering.
Okay.
It just happens.
Yeah, yeah. Do you do other art as well that you bring to calligraphy, either of you? Mm-hmm. Or is this your one area?
No, I think we both do other forms of art, but mainly concentrate on calligraphy.
Okay.
I personally like to do watercolors and flowers and stuff like that.
And you can incorporate those,
absolutely,
right?
I mean,
when you pick your medium, ink, pastels, what kind of materials do you use?
Everything.
Yeah.
lots of different kinds of inks, gouache, watercolor, lots of different papers, lots of different tools. There's so many different ways that you can put ink or a fluid of some sort on paper.
Anything that a contemporary artist would use, a calligrapher would use in their work as well.
Whatever makes a mark.
That's right.
How do you learn? Do you offer classes? Do people come to Pendragon and there are workshops?
Well, we are offering classes at Kalamazoo Book Art Center.
Oh.
Mary Jo and I.
Both of you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we offer introductory classes in different lettering styles. And we're going to be having some that are coming up in the future. Also, the Pendragons have workshops from internationally known calligraphers that we bring to give weekend workshops in specific techniques or materials or lettering styles.
We try to offer one or two every year at
okay.
least. And then we have what we call spotlights, which are we try to take advantage of local talent, other Pendragons or people from other guilds or just from other nearby cities who can come and share their knowledge with us about calligraphy in like a morning or a single day.
And if you want to learn this art form, how long does it usually take people to be able to start creating something worth looking at? Is it something that you need to do for years, or can you grasp it in one class, or?
A couple centuries.
All right.
Yeah. You know, everybody's different, and some people just take to it, and some people need a lot more study and preparation, but the key is practice.
And patience. That's important.
So what is that first lesson? How do you start?
Well, when I teach a beginning class, I try to give people an idea of the history and then give them the basic tools that most calligraphers use and teach them how to make marks with them. And then we start with that particular alphabet and the characteristics of it. And by the end of the class, they will have learned the alphabet. And I often have them do a small project.
Already, okay.
Yes, so they can leave with something that they feel that they have accomplished.
I was thinking as we came into this conversation that some schools are actually dropping penmanship, cursive writing. So I'm wondering about your thoughts on that. How important is it to write by hand?
It's vital. For me, I don't even think very well unless I have a pen or something in my hand. It's like something that plugs the brain to reality. And I'm very sad about that. Very sad.
Yeah. Randomly, I've seen some studies out there that say we think better, we remember better, mm-hmm. and that it actually connects to our creativity a little bit better when
yes.
we're pen or pencil with in hand.
Yes.
The name. I love the name, Pendragons. What's the history of the name?
Pendragons, we stole it from
a
person who was selling calligraphy supplies, but it is actually named after a character in King Arthur's time, who was Uther Pendragon.
Oh, okay. I hadn't made that connection. Interesting.
But it also has this kind of the slang reference of dragging a pen, which we do a lot of.
Okay.
So it has a historical, but then a contemporary okay. feeling.
So talk about when you take on an art project using calligraphy. How do you start? Where does the idea come from?
Well, a lot of different places. For example, if I was just recently approached to write a poem for someone on some handmade paper.
Mm.
And so that leads to, well, what's the paper really like? I need to feel it. I need to see it. I need to know how porous it is, how rough it is, and then what kinds of inks or paints would work on that kind of surface. Mm-hmm. What's the poem about? Should there be any kind of illustration with it? What kinds of colors does the person want? Or I can get
so
to make up my own.
So you almost do like a little interview there to,
oh, yes,
about
sure.
what the project
sure.
means to them.
What
okay.
kind of layout would be most appropriate given the poem and the desires of the person asking to have it done. And like that.
Okay.
That's just one kind of thing, a commission piece for a poem that somebody else wants you to write.
What about you, Mary Jo?
Well, I think there's a difference between doing a commission for somebody and doing a piece of calligraphy for yourself. Because if you're doing it for yourself, you are choosing something that means something emotionally to you, and you're presenting it or researching it just like you would any piece of art, in that you want to express the feeling behind the words, the colors, the feeling. For example, just does this poem make you feel calm and relaxed or prickly, or is it bold or is it gentle? So you have to think about all of those things and how it makes you feel, and you want your audience to feel the same way about it.
It is a wonderful way to capture words that are special to you. As I was listening to you, I was just thinking about a relative who passed away, and the family captured some of his most commonly spoken words, which were advice, but short little sentences, and it was put on a plaque. So, yeah, it's a different way to come up with a very unique, very personalized gift.
Mm-hmm.
So are many of the members open to commission work?
Some are, some aren't.
Some just do it for themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you want something like that done, you're not into calligraphy or yourself, but you want something like that done, how do you go about getting someone to do it for you?
Well, you could contact Pendragons. We do have a website, and we have a Facebook page,
okay.
as you know. And Pendragons board would probably forward something to people who might be interested. Or we would put you in touch with other people, other Pendragons who might be open to doing that. Some of them have, you know, might not have time to do something, might not be skilled in that particular,
and
what
I'm
that
sure
person
the
wants.
Styles are very different,
right?
Mm-hmm, whether
right.
you want contemporary mm-hmm. or something more like the scribes.
Mm-hmm.
What a neat gift that would be. Mm. So talk about what you have coming up, maybe in the new year here, in terms of workshops, events. Maybe do you have art shows?
We have a wonderful art show. We have an exhibit at the Kalamazoo Nature Center coming up April and May, where the Pendragons are going to have a show of their work. It's nature-based. We're calling it Interconnections, People in the Planet. And then we are bringing in Pam Paulsrud from Chicago with her Tree Whispers exhibit. And that's going to be in June and July. And that is where people all over for many years have contributed handmade paper rounds that they then write on their memories of trees, mm-hmm. or their thank yous to trees, or their homage to trees. And they're all strung together and put from the ceiling down, and you walk through a forest of these
wonderful
columns of paper rounds. And that this is at the Nature Center, and it's called Tree Whispers.
I love it. I love the name, too. Tree Whispers. And what else?
Well, we're both teaching classes.
Okay.
Coming up at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center, and they'll be starting in March. Both are doing a 6-week course. I'll be teaching an introductory course in Gothic or black letter calligraphy, which is pretty popular these days.
Okay.
And Mary Jo will be teaching an intermediate italic class. And that's also 6 weeks, starting in March. And italic is a more contemporary, I suppose, kind of hand.
It's more flourished.
Mm-hmm. Very popular. And so if somebody has had even, you know, just one beginning italic class or similar, they would be ready to take Mary Jo's intermediate class.
I see.
And my class would be for total neophytes, shape them up pretty quickly.
It's interesting, too. I've noticed that instead of, like, when we're typing, you refer to font, you call it hand.
Correct.
So that's kind of neat.
I should mention also that there's an introductory italic class at KVCC starting in January, also taught by a Pendragon, Julie Keckley, who's currently our president.
So you're here and there.
Yeah.
And all of these are listed on your website and Facebook page?
Yes, we announce stuff on Facebook page pretty regularly and get them up onto the website as quickly as we can.
It's something that anybody can do if they have patience and want to practice. And it can offer a wonderful meditative process.
I was just thinking that as you said that, you know, that we talk about slow food movement and, you know, that we need to slow down. This can be meditative, yeah. Very slow writing and beautiful writing.
Yes. Well, people might think of it as a dying art, too, hand lettering. But what our guild does is to promote that and preserve those skills and that knowledge, you know, in this modern age of technology. So I don't think it's dying quite yet.
Is it something you find elsewhere outside of this community as well? Do you know?
Oh, yes.
Well, sure.
There are calligraphy guilds all over the world. And in the United, there is a convention held once a year, and these guilds come together and share what they know, and it's we encourage each other.
There's another guild in Michigan over near the Detroit area, Michigan Association of Calligraphers, or MAC. There's a huge guild in Chicago, the Chicago Calligraphy Collective, and the next nearest one is Columbus, Ohio, has a guild as well.
South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend.
Has a guild.
South Bend has a
so
guild
there's
as
a
well.
Lot of it out there. Not,
oh, yes.
Not a dying art at all.
No.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your artwork. We'll have some of that online for people to view as well.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Cinta.